punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. As Miss Jill Metter would say, happy Tuesday. Anyway, beautiful day out there for right now. The winds are starting to pick up. The whole western Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle, basically all the Texas Panhandle, is under a fire weather watch today. I'll update you if I have anything changed from that during the show. Tomorrow, promise you, we'll be under a fire weather warning. Low humidity, high winds, very, very dry weather here, as we all know. Currently at Beaver, 79. The May Ranch is 78. Woodward's at 78. 76 at Fairview. 77 at Cherokee, 75 at Eric, Oklahoma, 77 at Hollis, 74 at Hobart, and down there at Granville, around 75 out here in the eastern Texas Panhandle. Looks like the hot spot in the northern part of the Panhandle is Lipscomb at 80 degrees, 77 at Canadian, 77 at Wellington, Childress, you're at 79, and Odell, 75 degrees. I'll have some more on your weather in the Texas Panhandle coming up for you on the next segment. Got a great guest that's going to be on today. Third segment, as you guys all well know, coming up April 25th and 26th, that's next week, is the 2023 conference, the Texas A&M AgriLife Hemp Hill County Beef Conference. Will be going on in Canadian, Texas. A lot going on. I'm actually going to have one of the speakers on with the show with me coming later on, Troy Applehands. He is a analyst for the Cattle Facts up there in Colorado. And we're going to be talking a little bit about everything, what's going on in the cattle market right now for probably 15 or 20 minutes. And you got anything you would like to ask him? Text line here, the Ag text line is 580-225-9697. The guy's really sharp. I watched a lot of his YouTube videos last night, and he's probably one of the top guys in the United States for analyzing what the marketing is doing with cattle. So anyway, we got that coming up. But if you you guys got to go to this beef conference in Canadian, Texas. It's one of the big conferences for cattle coming up. They got everything going on. Not only is Troy going to be there talking, also Dan Bassey, I guess is how you'd say that, with Ag Resources, talking about numbers. And then they got the Willie Robinson, Duck Commander, America, our home sweet home, is going to be there as the guest speaker. And just more going on the next day, and I'll cover more about it all week long and parts of next week. And it's easy if you guys just go to Hemp Hill CO for County, Texas, beef.com, and get on there, learn how to register, get your tickets and all that stuff. Got any questions, you can get a hold of Krista Perry there at Texas A&M with the ag deal there with Hemp Hill County, and it's going to be great. So anyway, let's check out what happened overnight real quick. The cattle markets and grain markets are it's crazy. It's crazy what's going on. Soybean futures rose in overnight trading after port workers in Argentina went on strike, worsening what's been a rough year for that industry there. Corn and wheat futures were also higher. Grain inspectors in South America country decided to walk off the job for 24 hours. Said, see you later. Anyway, the inspectors decided to strike in protest of rules limiting the number of workers at the port at Buenos Aires against high taxes. The strike came after drought devastated Argentina's soybean crop this year. Production was forecast by the USDA last week at 27 million metric tons, down from a prior outlook of 33 million metric tons. And last year, it was almost 44 million metric tons that they actually produced. Corn was higher overnight after the USDA said planting was 8% finished in the United States, behind trade expectations for 10%. 4% of the soybeans were in the ground ahead of the 2% forecast. Wheat futures gained as dry weather continues to plague the southern plains, where hard red winter wheat varieties are growing. More red flag warnings are in effect this week due to strong winds and low humidity, according to the National Weather Service. About 27% of the U.S. winter wheat crop was in good or excellent condition as of Sunday, unchanged from the previous week, but down from the 30% that earned top ratings same point last year. And we all remember last year was not very good. 10% of the crop was headed at the start of the week, up from 7% 7 days earlier, but down from 8% average this time of the year. I have noticed, because this is the time of the year they're heading south, going to Texas, there ain't a lot of harvest crews headed south. Soybean futures for November delivery jumped 10 and 3/4 cents to $15.27 3/4 a bushel on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was up $4.60 to $4.70.30 a short ton. Soybean oil down 66 to $55.23. Corn futures for December delivery rose 3 3/4 cents to $6.80 1/4 a bushel. Wheat for September delivery added 6 3/4 cents to $7.03 1/4 a bushel in Chicago, while Kansas City futures were up 1¢ 1/4 to $8.91 a bushel. Well, the weather outlook for the Farm Belt here, not great. Dry weather conditions in the Southern Plains and Western Corn Belt, while freeze warnings have been issued for Eastern Iowa and Northern Illinois, according to the National Weather Service. Red flag warnings will take effect at noon today and last through 9 o'clock tomorrow night in parts of Western Oklahoma, Western Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas Panhandles. Winds in the Texas Panhandle will be sustained from 20 to 25 with gusts up to 40 miles an hour. Humidity will drop around 5%. In Western Kansas and Eastern Colorado, winds will gust up to 30 miles an hour and humidity will drop as low as 9%. In Eastern Iowa, temperatures overnight were expected to drop as low as 29 degrees. Temperatures in northern Illinois were in the upper 20s overnight. FYI, I'm giving you guys a warning out there for the gardeners. Northwestern Oklahoma, seeing where they could get down to 31, 32 degrees this Friday. And down here in the Midwestern Oklahoma and the Eastern Texas Panhandle, it's showing 34 degrees. And if you know, if you live in low bottoms, the wrong creeks or rivers, it's liable to get to freezing or maybe a degree or two below. So be prepared to cover up any of your early garden crops you put in. We should have just waited. It's only April the 18th. And anyway, I'm chomping at the bit to put my tomatoes in, but I hadn't got there. All right, before we take a break, actually, before we take a Stockman's Veterinary Clinic happy break, happy cap hour break. Let's see what the grains are doing right now currently. Let me refresh them. Ones I just read you from overnight. Everything, there's a lot of colors going on the chart today. Corn for May, 676. July, 642. Soybeans for May, 1519 currently. July is 1492. Soybean meal, 461.50 for May. 459.30 a short ton for July. Soybean oil is at 55.75. Not much difference in July, 55.89. Hard red winter wheat is down over 8 today at 8.81 for May, 8.67 for July. Oats are actually up today. May is 3.47. July is 3.41. Cotton is actually up today for both May and July. They're both in the 83 cents a pound range. Man, oh man, Sugar Daddy, we're hooking about 25 cents a pound on sugar for May. So just letting you know, The S&P, NASDAQ, Dow, they're all in the red today. Oil's up 23 cents for West Texas Intermediate. Natural gas is actually up again. It's creeping back up there where it needs to be at 233 for May, 248 for June, and that's what's going on there. Let's take a Stockman's Veterinary Clinic Happy Cap Hour break. When I come back, I'll have a little bit on them and have you some weather for out there in the Texas Panhandle. And I got live and feeder cattle numbers for you. And I got some really good numbers for you to read from Western Oklahoma Livestock and Elk City Livestock Barn from last Friday. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Good afternoon, all the Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, April 17th. I'm Drew Cobb. 2,138 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 472 brought 269. 5 at 566 brought 226. 15 at 717 brought 210. 82 at 831 brought 196. At 846 brought 189.50. 29 at 865 brought 189. 48 at 916 brought 185. 5 head of heifers at 238 brought 250. 30 at 577 brought 221.50. 17 at 664 brought 210. 15 at 729 brought 192.50. 5 at 834 brought 173. 11 at 890 brought 170. 5 at 1021 brought 155. Butcher cows were 30 to 103. Butcher bulls brought 53 to 120. Pairs were 950 to 1350. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. X is 71. Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. How about a 580-497-6095?
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I don't know about you guys, but one of these days, Drew Cobb is going to be really famous. I don't know in what, but he's going to be famous. All right. I picked the town, big town of Canadian, Texas today for your forecast out here in the Texas Panhandle. Currently it's 79 at Canadian, humidity is 38%, dew points at 52. The winds are out of the south at 7 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 10. So far, the peak wind gust is 28 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation is 0.11 or 11/100ths or 110/1000ths out there in Texas. Red flag minutes today so far, 0. Sub-freezing minutes today, 0. 8-inch soil temperature in Canadian, Texas is 62 degrees. All right, let's see what is happening with the live cattle and feeder cattle. Right now, April live cattle, 175.75. June 164.82, August 163.77, October 167.75, and let me get the feeder cattle up. Maybe there we go. April everything feeder cattle are all up today. April's 205.75, May is 211.32, August is 226.15, September 229.35, November 232.90. How about those numbers? All right, I got some numbers for you. Let's start with Elk City. Last week, they had 1,536 on the lot. They was some steers from Elk City, brought 287.50, weighing 404. Wellington, 10 head of steers, weighing 525, brought 256 even. From Chattanooga, 9 head steers, 669, 211. And from Sentinel, 9 head, 820-pound average, brought 190.50. Good job, guys. Heifers, Carter, there was some there that weighed 392, brought 252. From Shamrock, 447 at 240. Canute, 590-pound heifers, brought $2 even. Sweetwater, 890-pounders, brought $1.75. Butcher cows were bringing up to $1.07. Butcher bulls were bringing up to $1.27. Bred cows up to 1,700. Pairs up to 24.75. Yesterday, east of Clinton on I-40, right there at the Cherokee exit, Western Oklahoma Livestock, they had 2,138 head. They had some from Custer City, some steers weighing 472, 269 even. Elk City, 23 head weighing 632 pounds, 235. Leedy, 15 head of steers, 717, brought 210. Elk City, there was a big crowd there, a big group there, 154, weighing 845, brought $1.90. You like to see that check. Anyway, from Eric on the heifers, 451 pounders, brought 235. From Hobart, big group there, 635 pounders, brought 205. From Weatherford, there's another big group of heifers weighing 729, brought a $1.92.50. How about that? Or $192.50 per hundredweight. From Mobiti, there was some 890-pound heifers, brought a $1.70. They had some butcher cows there, brought up to $1.03 and $1.20. On butcher bulls was top end, and they had some pairs that brought up to $13.50. So anyway, it was sell barns looking good. Stockman's Veterinary Clinic is proudly serving all farmers, ranchers, and pet owners in Western Oklahoma, and the Texas Panhandle is looking forward to continuing in 2023. They are excited to be a truly full-service mixed animal practice, providing veterinary, medical care, boarding, preventive herd health consultations, and medications to all species. With spring calving time upon us, we are here to provide assistance for calving emergencies as well as any related problems that may arise. Also, it's time to start planning spring heifer AI projects and nutrition plans to ensure your success. Wishing all of our clients and patients a great 2023 and looking forward to building new relationships as well. Call Dr. Taylor Mouse at 580-225-0200 to schedule a visit or after emergency hours emergency service. How about that? All right, I'm going to go to break early here today because I'm going to get Mr. Troy on and Apple Hands from Cattle Facts. Get him on here as quick as you can. He's got another meeting coming up. Get his insights on the numbers and some other stuff. I got a couple questions I want to ask him myself and talk about the numbers and what's happening, what could happen, the whole nine yards. He's a very good cattle market analyst. And we'll see what's coming up right after this Stockman's Veterinary Clinic break.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local Hi-Pro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
I'm starving. What are you munching on? Spicy cheese puffs? That's why you ain't feeling right. Processed foods like that can make you moody and sad. Here, try these. Apple slices with peanut butter. Natural snacks like fruit can actually help you feel happier, and the protein in peanut butter will fill you up.
I feel better already.
See? Told ya.
Eat how you want to feel. Visit SwapUpOK.com.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, April 14th. All you great stewards of the land. 1,536 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 267 brought 265. 6 at 428 brought 260. 15 at 518 brought 251. 10 at 580 brought 234. 5 at 661 brought 206. 9 at 684 brought 209. 10 at 749 brought 186.50. 4 head of heifers at 296 brought 240. 3 at 447 brought 240. 10 at 453 brought 242. 11 at 580 brought 207. 4 at 650 brought 192. 10 at 695 brought 187.50. 12 at 890 brought 175. Butcher cows were 48 to 107. Butcher bulls brought 65 to 127. Bred cows were 810 to 1700. Pairs brought 1025 to 2475. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's about a 580-497-6095.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. And your northwestern Oklahoma and northeastern Texas Panhandle forecast, which includes the Oklahoma Panhandle. I've picked the big city of Cherokee today. Currently, it's 77 degrees. Dew point is 48. Humidity's 35. No rain in the last 24 hours. It's pretty windy up there. South winds 22 miles an hour and wind gust up to 29. You are under a fire weather watch there in Cherokee. Sunrise 6:57, sunset 8:10. You have a 20% chance of thunderstorms today, 87 degrees for high. Tonight won't get down too low, 60 degrees. Another chance of thunderstorms tomorrow. Breezy, 89. Thursday, breezy but out of the opposite direction, and 74 for a high. 62 for a high Friday. Friday night, be careful if you got your tomato plants out. 33 degrees. That's borderline freeze there, so be careful. And Saturday is 58 degrees. All right, on the phone with me right now, out of Colorado, is Mr. Troy apple hands. I was going to call you doctor, and then I backed off. So.
Well, like we said earlier, I wish I had the compensation of a doctor, but I'm just a market analyst here.
I know. I was talking to Troy earlier, and I said, are you a doctor, a veterinarian? He said, he laughed at me, and I said, no, what's on your bio on the internet? You better check it out. So anyway, well, tell everybody a little bit who you are and how you've got to where you're at right now.
Well, Jimmy, I've had a long history in obviously the agriculture and more importantly the cattle markets and world. I grew up on a registered as well as commercial cow-calf operation and hosted a lot of annual bull sales. And of course, I went to college in Oklahoma, went to junior college at NEO in Miami, and sold about 250, 300 days a year, which was, after about 6, 7, 8 years of that, that's plenty.
Right.
And then kind of transitioned and had a couple other gigs that I did, but I've been here at Cattle Facts. I'm in my 20th year now at Cattle Facts as a market analyst, and I cover the majority of the country on the cow-calf and stocker side, but I also cover feed yards in Colorado and Nebraska as well, so that's kind of my history.
You're never bored with your job, are you?
It changes every day. I'll tell you what, when markets change, and particularly as we've gone to a much more global market environment, and I would say that happened fairly early in my career at Cattle Facts, just the volatility of the markets is just much bigger than it ever has been before. And, as we continue to bolster our trading partners around the globe, and certainly they want U.S. beef. I mean, they're getting a taste for the good stuff, and nobody can provide it in as big a quantity and quality as the United States. I mean, these markets become much more volatile in a global market environment. But I tell you what, it's been fun. It is never boring, that's for sure.
What's changed in the 20 years? You said it's been more volatile, but I mean, what do you think's caused that? Just because of the demand for our beef, or what?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the global population, the growth rate that we've seen globally, and you see these what I would term underdeveloped countries initially that have become a little bit richer, that can afford a higher quality protein, such as beef. I mean, you think about China, just China in particular, Jimmy. I mean, they've got over 1 billion people. I think they got 1.2 or 3.3 billion people there. But you just look at the middle class population of China, that's more than the U.S. population in total. And, it's not just China. It's many of these countries around the globe that have become a little bit wealthier that can afford to eat better. And, the protein of choice is obviously beef. And, man, they want some of it, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's great. Well, you're going to be at the Hemp Hill County Cattlemen's Conference coming up here next week, actually. And I watched a lot of your YouTube videos and listened to you last night, and I'm not saying this because I'm talking to you, but you're pretty sharp. How's that? And I mean, will you explain it when you talk about cattle, the markets and stuff, to whether you're on TV, the radio, or talking to a crowd like over here in Canadian, Texas, you explain it and talk to it where every man and woman can actually understand it without it getting too complicated. How's about that?
Well, I think it's important to put it in, and I don't mean to dumb it down at all, but I think it's important to put it in layman's terms where everybody can kind of gather something from what you're talking about. And it's a challenge sometimes because there are so many moving parts within these cattle markets and what's going on. And some of the things we look at would just confuse people, and you'd be like, well, if I'm a cow-calf producer, how does that impact me, for instance? But it all comes together in the end. And, all of these cattle segments, regardless of whether you're a cow-calf, stocker, feedlot, packer, retailer, consumer, ultimately, it all kind of comes together. And so, I enjoy getting out and speaking with people, and I probably go out 2 or 3 times a month to speaking engagements and so forth, and I like getting amongst the people. I want to see what their pain threshold is as far as what their challenges are, what opportunities is it that they see, and you know, to be in this business, to be in the cattle business, you have to be pretty optimistic by nature, because the cyclical nature of this business would essentially come down to that about 2 out of 10 years you get to hit a home run, and the rest of the time you're just trying to survive. You know, you're trying not to lose money, and that's one of the things that I'll certainly be talking about at this upcoming beef conference next week. And by the way, that is one of, and has become, it has evolved into one of the premier beef conferences that I go to throughout the year, but not just me. And excluding me as a speaker, the lineup of speakers that Andy Holloway gets at that is just phenomenal. I mean, just a top-notch lineup of speakers, and a lot of them that are coming this year I know personally, and there's going to be some really, really good information that can, that you can include as an integral part of your business. But going back to kind of your main question, I mean, the cyclical nature of this business tells you that you have to be pretty optimistic. I mean, most people that are involved in cattle are asset rich and cash poor for the most part. And so it's a struggle. It's not an easy business to be in.
That's a true fact right there. Well, you've been doing this 20 years at Cattle Facts, so you know what happens back in 2010, 2011, 12, 13, 14 in that deal when Kansas, Colorado, Texas, Oklahoma, and parts of the other country were in just one of the most severe droughts ever. And coming out of that drought, you know, the market went crazy. The upward trend was crazy. That was the most money I ever made off of calves. But this one here is different, because we just come out of this COVID deal, and inputs were high. Prices were just out of whack. They were just totally out of whack. Cattle was okay, but grain markets was okay, but the cost to do this was crazy. What is one thing you would be most concerned about happening that could upset this current upward trend we got going right now?
Well, I think you alluded to just the typical nature of the cattle facts. You know, the reason why we have cattle cycles that happen every 10 to 12 years is, right, they're either environment driven or profit driven, and we've had a little bit of both. Obviously, that time frame back there in 2011-12, when we were in severe drought similar to what we've just come through, promotes expansion, because numbers get low enough that obviously prices go high and everybody needs to or wants to participate and expand. But I think you ask an interesting question, is what do I see as potentially the biggest challenge going forward in this current cycle that we're in that could maybe stymie or alter or not let these prices get as high as maybe they should? And that, I think, is probably the biggest concern we probably have at this point, is demand overall, certainly due to the economy, certainly due to inflation, the lack of stimulus payments that are, you know, they've gone by the wayside for the most part in here. So when you look at not just an economic slowdown here domestically, you look at it as well as globally. And so I hope that we don't expand at the same rate that we did back in late 2013, 14, that 15 time frame. That's when we expanded too fast, too quick. And prices went up there and spiked, but they came down just as fast as they went up. And
yeah, if not faster.
I hope this is a slower, more methodical expansion period. And what will really drive that is obviously Mother Nature. And I know the part of the world that is listening to your show right now is certainly not inundated with an overabundance of water right now. And so Mother Nature may drive slower expansion this cycle. And I really kind of hope it does, because I think we can sustain higher prices longer.
Gotcha. That makes sense. I noticed, I do a lot of cattle markets on here because we got a lot of sale barns here close by, but I've noticed in the last 2 or 3 weeks, the cow-calf pair, especially the young ones, spiked up there pretty good, and then now I see them going down just a little bit, but more kind of more like stable, because they're like, okay, we're not getting the rain, let's be careful here with what we do here, and I've noticed that, but the calf prices, the feeders and the stockers, they've continued to upward trend, but the the cow-calf pairs deals kind of stabilized, maybe dropped down a little bit, but still good price.
You know, when we diminish the factory as hard as we've had to over the past couple of years, simply due to the drought and drought force movement and drought force sales, we talk about the peak in cow numbers during the last cyclical peak, and that occurred in 2019, where we had about 31.7 million beef cows. And today, we're 2.8 million fewer cows than we were then. We got 28.9 million cows now, and so, you know, people want to participate in these up markets. They've unfortunately been forced to sell over the past couple of years due to the drought, and so these inventories are really low, but certainly those folks that have the ability to add to their herd right now, you know, talking about those pair prices and so forth, and you don't really have to go very far east of where you are right now, Jimmy, and the weather conditions get quite a bit better. And I think that's one of the things that we see, and I know it's hard for the listeners in your area to probably imagine this, but this weather pattern has changed considerably, particularly the further north you go. You know, you run a line down the middle of the country from Montana to Texas and the Dakotas east down to Texas, and there's a heck of a lot of cows. There's about 65% of the cows that are just in that strip down the middle third of the country, and those are the areas that have been really impacted the most by this drought. And you know, they're looking to restock, and every chance that they get, they will do that because they know that there's higher prices to come over the next several years.
Well, you pay attention. Well, it's your job. You pay attention to what's going on in the cattle market. And, you know, it wasn't but just a few years ago up in North Dakota and South Dakota and Wyoming, they were in Montana, they were in a severe, severe drought there for a couple of years. Have they recovered yet from that, or are they still building?
To a large degree, it kind of depends on what you're comparing to, right? I mean, comparing to that severe drought, absolutely they have. But I think we also have to take into account that just last year, and one of the big headwinds that producers have faced is that in 2022, over 50% of the nation's cow herd were in some form of drought. And feed supplies are short, costs are high, you know, all of those things. But I think in those northern states that you mentioned, they have received adequate moisture this winter. It wasn't overly abundant, but the temperature was really a little bit warmer. And that's one of the reasons why these Nebraska feed yards got in such a tough pen condition state that they were in, and why the market is so much better on the fed cattle side in Nebraska right now than it would be in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. It's simply because those cattle got really, really hurt by the winter in terms of conversions, in terms of average daily gains, all of those items included. They've just got a really tight market-ready supply up there. But I think that they are trying to keep back some heifers up there to breed, Jimmy. I think that there's been some carryover. Some guys held back some heifers from last fall that they're going to try to get bred this summer. But the South, and, you know, if you talk about parts of Nebraska, certainly western Oklahoma, if not the whole state, Kansas as well, and certainly West Texas, I mean, that area just has not recovered near to the degree that it needs to promote any expansion at this point. There's a lot of people just don't have any drinking water, as I'm sure you're aware.
Right, yeah, you know, the grass is always in a shortage, and the grass is green right now, but it's not growing, and the wheat crops, and man, I don't even want to talk about it, it's just terrible, but the water is the main concern. My place down west of Willow, since 2018, I've had water in my ponds 6 months since 2018. So it's time for Mother
Nature. That's not real good.
Not really. Well, luckily I got a good water well, don't get me wrong. But, you know, it puts a lot of stress on people, farmers and ranchers, to worry about their water. And, you know, and we got technology now where you can put live cams on your water tanks and stuff like that, but not everybody can do that. There's still some guys out there with flip phones, so they don't benefit from these live cams. But anyway, this whole thing's very stressful on everybody. And man, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show. I know you got to go, and I got to go to a break, but Troy Applehands, he is with Cattle Facts, and he is going to be speaking at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, next Tuesday, April the 25th. You guys, you need to get online, buy you some tickets, and go to this thing. And you hear him. Andy puts, Holloway puts on a heck of a conference, and I'm trying to figure out how I can pre-tape my show so I can come. So, and
it's a really, really good event. It really is. I mean, it's a lot of fun. They treat you right. You get to hear a multitude of speakers that are very knowledgeable, and more importantly, I think it's all applicable. You know, you can use the information. It's not just something that's going in your head and you can't really use it. These guys, they know what they're talking about.
Right. Well, I appreciate you, Mr. Applehands, for coming on. I was going to say doctor, and I switched it to Mr. real quick. But anyway, I look forward to seeing you there in Canadian, Texas next week. And then I'm going to, which I have to, it's my job, I'm going to watch the market over the next few months, and something changes, I might give you a shout and have you come back on the show.
I'd love to be on, Jimmy. I appreciate the opportunity to be with you today. I hope to see everybody in Canadian. It's going to be a great event.
Okay. Thanks, sir, and have a great day.
You do the same. Thank you.
Bye. All right. Great information there. Anyway, we'll be right back after the Stockman's Veterinary Clinic break.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around western Oklahoma. So the other side of our business is we fuel fracs. We have an automated system that we fuel fracs. We go through so much volume of diesel that we get a good price on it. It's just like anything. The more you buy, the cheaper the price. So we buy so much volume that we get a better price, and we're allowed to move that over to the ranchers and farmers. Our whole thought process was, you know, we're making money with this. Let's start fueling some farmers and move that price break over to them. Yes, price is the first thing, but reliability, knowing that when you call and ask someone to show up, they show up, do what they say. I really am prideful about doing what I say. I want to always be there. I want people to call me and know that I'm going to show up and do what I say.
My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed and corn, forage sorghum, and Milo. Avanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Avanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call 580-225-0317 for more details on Avanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
You've heard the old saying, April showers bring May flyers, but have you heard about the great deals going on at DJ's Rentals in Elk City? During the month of April, purchase a new Hustler Raptor Series mower and get a rebate from $200 up to $350. Or purchase a new Spartan RZ or RZC mower and get a $500 rebate. DJ's Rentals and Sales is showering their customers with these savings only during the month of April. So you better hustle.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field. Or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettsweldingcom. Again, that's everettsweldingcom. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back. You guys, put it on your calendar. Next Tuesday and Wednesday, April 25th and 26th, you really want to go to these Texas A&M AgriLife Hemp Hill County Beef Conference in Canadian, Texas. It'll be at the Jones Pavilion there on 6th Street. For more information, 806-323-9114. I'm going to tell you it again, 806-323-9114. Great speakers all through this deal, plus the grand prizes. I mean, we're talking on the giveaways, which if it'll come up there, it's coming. $2,500 gift card from Canadian AH&N. $3,000 gift card from Bartlett's Lumber and Hardware there in Canadian. $4,000 gift card from the Canadian Water Well. And what a, you know, might need a water well this year. You never know. So anyway, it's easy to find. Just go to Hemp Hill County, CO, Texas, TXBeef.com, and get on their website, and everything's there. There's hotels available over there if you want to stay overnight, whole nine yards. So anyway, enjoy it. All right, let's do the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. Today I picked Eric, Oklahoma, 79 degrees currently, feels like 79, dew point is 51, humidity is 38%, no rainfall, it says, in the last 24 hours. I thought they got a shower over there last night, but it must not have registered. Winds out of the southeast currently right now at 19 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 26, sunrise 7:05 a.m., sunset 8:13. Slight chance of thunderstorms, 20% today, 86 for a high. Tonight, 20% chance of thunderstorms, 55. Tomorrow, breezy and 89. Thursday, cools back down. Winds will be blowing out of the opposite direction, out of the north, northwest, 74 degrees. Friday, still breezy, and it's going to get cooler, 63 degrees. The winds will be higher Friday than they were Thursday. Friday night, 34 degrees. Must I remind you to take a check on your garden. Make sure you don't get anything frostbitten if you live along the river or the creeks. 61 degrees on Saturday, and the wind continues to blow. Man, that's all I got. Sorry. I know that ain't the best forecast in the world, but it is what it is. All right, Hobart Stockyards got a new update on their spring special replacement sale. Saturday, April 29th at 11 a.m., and lunch will be served. I'm sure that I'll see Rex Fleming there bringing lunch to you in your chair. And he did last year. No use in changing. What a guy. 300 young pairs, 20 bred cows, 40 breeding-age bulls, and 10 replacement heifers. There's 70 Angus 2-year-old cow-calf pairs, 100 red Angus cow-calf pairs, 2 to 3 years old, that are red Angus, 10-year-old Angus, or 10 Angus 2-year, not 10-year-old, 10 Angus 2-year-old cow-calf pairs, 25 2- to 4-year-old cow-calf pairs. They've got it going on. And check out their new ad tomorrow and or coming up Thursday in the Penny News. It'll be updated. But if you got any questions, call Mr. Rex Fleming down there at the Hobart Stockyards in the capital of Kiowa County, Hobart Stockyards. And then got that going on. Also, we got another one. We added one to Jimmy's bull and female cell calendar. Believe this. Hey, if you didn't get one bought, dude, here's a chance. This is a commercial female cell, registered Angus and red Angus bull sale coming up Saturday, April 29th at Holdenville Livestock Market there in Holdenville. 200 pairs, 140 bred cows, and 200 open replacement heifers. And 25 yearling to 2-year-old registered Angus or red Angus bulls there in Holdenville. And check that out in the Penny News also. Okay, let's move on. Man, time flew past. I love having guests. It makes the time go by really quick. Well, I was wondering if this was ever going to happen, and sure enough, out of Rutgers, they announced it. It was yesterday, late evening, when they brought this out, but the U.S. grain import bans mount. There's already three countries that are banning Ukraine imports or exports coming into their country, and Poland and Hungary is banning grain imports from Ukraine. From pressure from their own people, farmers mainly, domestic pressure to shield their agriculture markets. The heat is mounting up on Brussels to work out a European Union-wide solution after Warsaw and Budapest announced bans on some imports from Ukraine at the weekend, with other countries in Eastern Europe saying they are considering the same action. Farmers in Hungary and Poland said imports from Ukraine have lowered prices and reduced their sales. In Poland, the issue has created a problem in an election year for the ruling Nationalist Law and Justice Party that relies on rural areas for much of its support. Ukraine needs help, but the cost of this help should be spread over all European countries, not just the frontline countries, especially Poland. We do not agree to this because it harms our farmers, says the Polish agriculture minister, and that's as far as I'm going with that, because I can't say his name, after the talks began in Warsaw yesterday. It aims to reopen food and grain transit via Poland as a first step to ending import bans, but TELUS says that no solution has been so far been guaranteed that the grain in transit will not end up on the local market. So there you go. I was wondering when somebody was going to do that, because if you guys haven't noticed, ever since this deal started in Ukraine, one little knee jerk from Ukraine and the market goes crazy, and it hurts us here also. We're not getting any imports from them, but the way the market reacts to it is just crazy. So anyway, I wanted to share that with you guys. How's that? All right. The U.S., it is Heyday Tuesday here on this Stockman's Veterinary Clinic Happy Cap Hour. Hey, speaking of veterinarians, I'm not speaking just for Dr. Mouse or Joey over here, Dr. McConnell, or any other vet specifically, but I can see this. Our day and age, we got a shortage of big animal veterinarians all over the United States, especially out here in western Oklahoma and probably the Texas Panhandle, but time is precious, and I think it's very important for you guys, even under an emergency, that you need to call way ahead. And it's hard to do emergencies, I understand that, I've been there, done that. You need to call and set appointments with your vets, not just show up and hoping they can work you in. I know we used to do that all the time back in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s, where you just sat out there trailer line like you're unloading at the livestock auction, but and eventually they'll get to you. But please call ahead to your vets, no matter who they are, and see when they can get you in, and they would dearly appreciate it. How about that? Okay, here's some hay reports from alfalfa. California still up there. Premium alfalfa not delivered, $4.40 a ton. Iowa's $2.75. Minnesota's $2.65. Oklahoma, nothing available from them. Missouri's $300. South Dakota's $240 to $300. And Texas is anywhere from $365 to $433 a ton. I don't know how they come up with that $433, but anyway, we'll see how that's going. On grass hay, we got Kansas is $160 to $225 on premium grass. Missouri's $175. Oklahoma, nothing available. And Texas is $240 and $410. All right, we got a text in earlier that it's very interesting. And it's getting late in the show, but I'm going to talk about it. The question is, if the El Nino does come back by late summer and we continue to have moisture into the fall, you thought that there was a shortage of seed this year, for last year, I mean, what about this fall? I think we're in the same predicament. I mean, wheat seed, there's not going to be a lot of combining going on in our country. As a matter of fact, if it's any good right now, people are laying it down for the most part, And this is not a professional opinion. This is a Jimmy opinion for what it counts like. So I think we're going to be in the same boat we was last year as far as seed wheat's concerned. People with irrigation will have seed, but I don't know. It's going to be a tough year, and I'll follow up on this and keep everybody up to date. Music's playing. Had a great show. You guys be careful. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.